Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nathaniel Hunt with the Church of Christ the Light's message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. It's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I'll pray with you. If you have any question about the lesson, I will do my best. The Lord Jesus will answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. If you're calling to get information on how to get copies of the messages that the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, I will get that information to you as well. For those of you that don't like doing over the air, giving your prayer requests and your questions, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as well. So, without further ado, let us go into prayer as we go into the message of the word today. Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you have blessed us again to come and assemble together in your name. And you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you would be in the midst. So, dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being here to make good on your word. And we petition your spirit to release into our hearts the understanding and the revelation knowledge we need that comes from your spirit connected to your word. So, dear Lord, today we thank you once again and we praise you and glorify you because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. And, Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today we are on part four. And the way things are looking, this is probably going to be the fourth and final part to this part of the series on Tuesdays that's titled The Midnight Cry, Restitution and Restoration. The Midnight Cry, Restitution and Restoration. Now, this word especially, and I remember when I was getting ready to start this series and learning more about the plan of God in these last days, this word right here is especially on this particular subject today. It's especially for the people of God who are concerned about the things of God. And let me say that again. This word of this part of the series here on this Tuesday, the Midnight Cry of Restitution Restoration, part four, is especially for the people who are into the things of God. And you said, well, what do you mean? Well, this word is to let people know who are into the things of God, not so much into the cars and the house and stuff. And there's nothing wrong with having that. But here's the thing. People have made that and put that above the Lord. But people that's in the things of God, they're concerned about that which is of God. And that's primarily, that's first, and that's what they geared and looked towards, and that's what they have more delight in. Well, this word especially goes to them because this word is letting people know who fit that category that the Lord Jesus Christ is doing something. See, some of God's people who are very, you know, some of them is saddened because they look at Christianity. And now even some people that are calling themselves Christians are doing some sinful acts, quote, in the name of the Lord. And there are those who are really into the things of God. They're starting to see the churches really start showing the worldliness coming forth from them. And then on top of that, they're seeing how that Christianity really is not together. Now, it really takes you to see through the, quote, lens of God, to see that Christianity is not really together. Anybody that stands here before me today, I don't care who you are, whether you're known or unknown, stand before me and tell me that Christianity is fully together today, the first thing I say to you without being disrespectful is that you don't know what you're talking about. Now, I don't mean to be funny when I say that. I'm just saying it because you need to see through, quote, the lens of God, how that Christianity is really not together. And there are some of those who are out there seeing all this stuff happening. Now, they expect it among the sinners. But I'm talking about they're looking at this stuff among, quote, Christians in the Christian community, and they're wondering, Lord, each day I'm waking up and I'm seeing this. Each day I'm hearing more stuff, and sometimes things is getting more drastic among the Christians. And, Lord, it just seems like you're not doing anything. You know, you just let, you know, and so what the Lord has been doing is that he is sending his word through his angel messenger, and he's bringing his word that he has spoken through others through the Bible before the eyes of those who are into the things of God. Now, everybody that claims to be a Christian is not seeing this. There are some Christians out there that think that, like, we're okay as Christians. You know, they think that the body of all Christians, the body of Christ, is okay. And that's anything but furthest from the truth. Now, I want to open up with the scripture from one of God's book called The Word of the Lord. The Word of the Lord Jesus Christ, as Jesus had been sending through his angel messenger, the Elijah. Once again, the message called the 12th message, July the 18th, 1929. I want to read one of the verses out of that message. It'll be verse 4. Amen. And the word of God says, behold, the Lord has rejected all creeds and factions of men who have gone away from the word of the Lord and have become an abomination in his sight. Therefore, let those that come to the church of Christ be baptized, that they may rid themselves of the traditions and sins of men, preparing themselves that it may be fit and worthy for the spirit and power of the Holy Ghost. And as the greater power shall come, that they may be ready to receive it with joy. For this is the time of the restitution and restoration of all things. And this must come to all that shall be permitted to dwell in the presence of Christ. For sin cannot receive the glory of God, nor the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Lord Jesus have said, through his angel messenger, that this is the time of the restitution and restoration of all things. During this series, we had defined what does restitution, restoration mean. And overall, what it is bringing things back to its former condition, bringing things back to existence or use, putting again in the possession of things, all that is under restitution and restoration, restoring things back to the rightful owner, okay? All of that is under the restitution restoration package. And so another reason why this word is so for the people who are into the things of God, to show them that where you see Christianity now is not the way the Lord Jesus first set it up. And what Jesus is going to do, he's going to bring Christianity back to being set up the way that he said. He set it up, amen? Now, so he's talking about the restitution and restoration of all things, amen, which this goes with what Peter said in Acts 3 when he said that the heavens must receive Christ until the times of the restitution of all things. So there are things that has to be restored and restituted before Christ return, okay? So until they be done first, Christ is not returned. This is why I don't jump on the bandwagon with these Christians who keep telling people that Christ can come any day. Well, technically, in a sense, he could by power, but he can't because of his word, because he have laid down other events that must happen before his return. And in our day and time, the fullness of that events have not happened yet, okay? It had not happened yet. And so, especially during this generation. Now, also, Matthew 17 in the Bible tells us that Jesus said, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. And we must understand that Elijah is God's man. Our man, he's not my man or your man or anybody that we got a group of people together to vote on to do a work, none of that. He is the man of God, okay? And he is involved in this restoring of all things package as well. So Jesus said through his angel messenger, this is the time of the restitution and restoration of all things. Okay, now, let's go to our Bibles. Let's go to Mark chapter 8 in the Bibles here. Mark chapter 8. Let's go to verse 33. Mark chapter 8 and looking at verse 33. Amen. Amen. Now, Mark chapter 8 and looking at verse 33. The word of God said, but when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. So we see that there are things that be of God, and there's things that be of men. And so the Elijah that Jesus is sending definitely is going to restore the things that be of God. He's not here to restore the things that be of man, okay? He is to restore the things that be of God. So there are things that be of God that has to be restored, okay? You get what I'm saying? Because when you talk about the restitution, restoration of all things, the first and foremost thing we must remember that there are things that be of God that has to be restored. Well, last week we looked at one of the things is that is called the kingdom of God. And we looked at Daniel, and Daniel told us that in these last days that the Lord Jesus Christ was going to set up his kingdom. That's the work of restoration, because remember when he first came, he set it up. And for him to have to set it up in the last days, that means he has to set it up again. That is a work of restoration, okay? So now we're going to continue to look at some other scriptures that says of God. Because remember, there are things that be of God and things that be of man. And for us to understand in one part, what are the things that have to be restored to all things? We must look at the things that be of God, okay? And the first thing we already looked at was the kingdom of God. And since the kingdom of God has to be restored here on earth, that means everything that all the components that make it up has to go through a restoring too, okay? Now, y'all say, well, wait a minute. Jesus is the king, so he got to be restored. He didn't fail. No, this is not by Jesus failing. Is by him being brought back to his proper place, okay, as what? As head, okay? Hallelujah. Because remember, the early church fell off. Now, we're going to go into that about the early church at another time, and I think that's coming up soon, okay? Amen. But he didn't remain as head because the early church, amen, got away from the Lord, okay? Let's look at some scriptures here. And one of the things that has to be restored that be of God, let's go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, okay? And remember he said the restitution, restoration of all things. And Jesus said there are things that be of God and things that be of man. Amen? Things that be of God and things that be of men. So definitely, first and foremost, the things that are going to be restored is the things that be of God. Romans chapter 5, verse 5, and it says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Now notice the Bible mentions here the love of God. That's the of God. So the love of God has to be restored. And so, what is this love of God connected to? Remember, it's connected to Galatians 5, the fruits of the Spirit. So the fruits got to be restored among who? The people of God. Because you got to remember, all these things was lost, stolen, taken, you name it, during the time that the early church was overthrown, okay? That the kingdom here on this earth, after Christ has set it up, was overthrown, okay? So there was not the walking in the fruits of the Spirit or in the love of God like it should have been, okay? Because remember, dealing with the love of God, God told you to love two things most special. Him, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and the people, love thy neighbor as thyself. And so the fruits of the Spirit became non-existent. Okay, because remember the early church, and we get to that, got into sin, not walking in the love of God. And you can see in the Bible as it went on, you can see how they was doing stuff in the church that they had no business doing. Sinful stuff that just, oh my goodness, you know, and you're supposed to be the people of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 11. Acts chapter 2, verse 11. Amen. Acts chapter 2, the 11th verse. Thank God for the word of God. Now, Acts chapter 2, verse 11 says, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. Now, there is the works of God, okay? It has to be restored in a greater power among the believers, okay? We think because we're doing a little this and a little that, like that's all it is too, but it ain't, people. Because still a lot of evil and things that are not of God has been overtaking us, okay? We are not functioning nowhere near in the power, just like they had in the book of Acts. We ain't functioning like that. Do you know, if we were functioning in that power, in a greater power, man, sickness come in the door and it just descended, it just bloop, just go out. But see, these things that are evil is able to run rampant in the church. Why is that? Because we're not operating under the power like we should. Because we got a lot of unbelief in the church. Oh, yeah, we got a lot of unbelief among, and when I say the church, I'm talking about the body of Christ in general as a whole. I'm talking about all that proclaimed Christians. We got too much unbelief. Too much. And this is why the word, the workers of the Lord haven't been able to really do or be in a great existence among the believers, because one of the reasons is too much unbelief. Sicknesses is ruling us. Diseases is ruling us. All types of evil is ruling us. And we're standing before the world and talking about, well, we're the people of God. And the world looking at it and say, hey, y'all look like y'all the same condition we are. The world should be able to look at us and say, man, they got something, man, we ain't got. Because sickness and disease can't stand up to them. All this trouble we going through, they in such great peace. All of that. And so the works of God has to be restored among the believers. I'm talking about in a greater way. Like I said, you got some believers, you can't tell them anything. Or some professing believers, because they think that God had used them yesterday to speak a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom or speak something that came to pass. They think they got all that it is they need to have. They think, oh, I got it all. Don't need nothing else. And at the same time, bow with other stuff, okay? Listen, if God have used you, thank God for that. But don't let your head swell, because the only thing it's going to do is cause you to fall, okay? That's the main thing it's going to cause you to do. And too many people, too many Christians is comfortable in the way that they are, not want to grow anymore, not want to receive anymore from God. And see, the works of God got to be restored. The world have not fully seen the works of God among Christianity yet. They haven't. This is why the Lord is restoring the kingdom, and these works is going to be so evident among the people of God, but the world ain't going to have no choice but to say, man, they got to be of God, because some of this stuff that's being done through them, ain't no way in the world a man or woman could do this. But see, they can't, they're not saying it now, okay? They're not saying it now, people. Why? Because they're not seeing it. They're not seeing it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So the works of God. Amen. Thank God for the the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And see, these works right here, they saw what the display of God's power as well. Yeah, it was a display of God's power as well. And this is also will involve even the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. Now, we got to be honest. The gifts of the Spirit is not moving constantly among the Christians. You have a few here and there, spots here and there, where God is able to use in the gifts of the Spirit. But people, we're talking about to where that, you know, listen, God really wants to use every believer through the gifts, okay? He wants to use every believer. But we got to be honest and admit something is wrong, because every believer is not operating like that. And listen, personally, God has to do some stuff in my life personally as well, okay? Because the gifts of the Spirit have not been flowing in my life like it's needed. Now, once again, we got to understand by the gifts, it's not something you turn off and on like a light switch. The gifts of the Spirit operate as the Spirit will, but you have to be in the, get yourself in a position to be prepared or get ready to be used in that area, people, okay? And see, too many of us, we're tied up in other stuff. We're tied up in trying to, you know, some of us say, I ain't want to be wealthy, but I want to be comfortable. We tied up in we chasing every money scheme, every how to make money, how to get big, because we so wrapped up, and we're more wrapped up in impressing the sinners. And you know why? Because some of us has gotten to the point we have started to envy the sinners. Yeah. We're looking at the big cars they have and the houses, and we start complaining, Lord, I'm trying to do what you saying, and like I'm struggling. Them sinners don't even study you, and they getting whatever and whenever. Okay? So now some of us have gotten to the point we start envying the sinners. Amen. And so now we start to, quote, emulate them. Start doing stuff like that, and now we're getting into some sinful stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, let's go to Romans chapter 13. Romans chapter 13. And I want to say something on this here. And I know that for some, it may not go over too well with you. Brother Nate is not here to try to personally hurt anyone, but I have to tell the truth. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 said, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers or the governing powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Now, this word powers here is dealing with the authority. And it, so the word mentions powers of God, or the third thought, the authority of God. Okay. The authority of God has to be restored, or will be, or is restored among the believers to bring people into the kingdom that the Lord has set up. Okay. Now we got to remember, for example, the authority even of the minister, the priesthood, was taken up. Revelation 12, the man child, one of the meanings of that is the authority taken up, because the church got in such a bad condition, sinfully, that God had to take the authority up. Okay? See, those that receive this word that Jesus sent through the Elijah, because Jesus has authorized his angel to set the church in order. Did you hear that? So all that receive this authority that Jesus is sending through him will receive the authority to bring others into the kingdom that Christ is restoring. Now, I know that didn't go over well with some of you. Some of you, what you trying to say about me stuff? I'm just going to be honest, and you're going to go ask Jesus about it. I'm not here to brag and boast on myself. I'm not here to brag and boast on the church I belong to. I'm not here to do none of that. I'm here to tell you nothing but the full truth on that. Because, see, when we in Christianity, all these different churches and denominations and all this stuff we got, when we baptize people under certain authority, we're not baptizing them to be into one fold. Did you know that? No, I mean, you baptize them into separation. Because like I said before, the teaching and learning that's given to Baptists do not make him a Methodist. It don't make him a Methodist. Okay? So you're not baptizing people into the one-fold church that is the will of God. You're not doing it. Because, and I'm saying, for example, and I'm not picking on anyone, if the Baptist denomination was the one-fold church that Christ has selected or established, then they will be baptizing the right under the right authority by the Lord and bringing the people into the kingdom. Okay? Same thing with the Methodists. And bringing people into the restored kingdom of God. Okay? Amen. Now, do they have authority to bring people to Christ? Sure you do. You call of God, accept Christ as Lord. In the ministry, yes, you have authority to bring people to Christ. But we got to understand this restored kingdom of God that the Lord is causing to come forth. This restored kingdom is going to have a one-fold people. Now, for some reason, among Christianity, we have tend to have left that out. Yeah, we have tend to have left it out. We just leave it. Oh, well, I don't know. I think we all God's children. I think we, listen, I said it before and I say it again. First of all, on earth, everybody's not a child of God. Secondly, even though all of us that is truly Christians have accepted Christ, it still doesn't mean that we're together. A man in his household, for example, a man can have three or four kids who all have his last name. At the same time, those kids could be separated. What I mean, they're not fully together. Even though they may claim the same household, even though they claim the same daddy, having the same last name, they still can be a people that is not together. How many of y'all know of any household? There's a lot of households like that. It's a lot of households like that. The kids can't get together with the parents. The parents can't get together with the kids. Husband can't get together with wife. Wife can't get together with husband. Kids can't get together with the mama, or they can't get together with the daddy. You got all kind of separation. And people think because they're claiming the same household, that makes everything all right, but it don't. You can be in the same household and still be under separation, people. And this is what's happened to Christianity here on earth. We claim the same household, but we're still separated, okay? We're separated. And some of us, you know, one teaching that we're throwing up now for the past few years strong, to, I guess, I don't know, it seemed like to get people's mind off what the real truth may be, is we're preaching rapture. We're telling people that any day we can be gone now. So we're saying God is overlooking the condition of Christianity today and just going to come and just snatch us up. The same God who incarnated in the flesh, walked this earth himself, set up his kingdom, and his kingdom over a course of time got out of whack. His people are spread here, there, and everywhere. His people are claiming him but can't even get together right. Amen. And we're talking about he's just going to come and get us. He's coming to get something he didn't set up. or he coming to get something in a condition that he didn't put it in. Lord help us. Lord help us. You know, if that be the case, God can give us something. That means we can do anything with it, and it's okay. Okay? We ain't got to answer to God, nothing like that. We can do anything, and it'll be okay. Well, that's not going to be the case, people. It's not going to be the case. Amen? Luke chapter 11, and I'm just going to through a few scriptures here just to give an idea. Luke chapter 11, verse 27 to 28, verse 28 will be our key verse. And the word of God says, and it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. The word of God has to be restored, people. That's, you know, that's the law of the kingdom. Yeah, it got to be restored in its fullness. Okay? See, people don't want to talk about what that abominable Revelation 17 church did concerning the Bible. There were some plain and precious parts taken out the Bible about the Roman Catholic Church, people. Yeah, the same one that you see the Pope getting up there claiming like they the leaders of the world when it comes to Christianity. Who appointed them that? Can any of you, don't get offended, but show me anywhere in the scriptures where the Catholic Church was appointed to, quote, lead Christianity. The number is 515-605-9887. 515-605-9887. Or the email address is NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. You give me scriptures to show me where the Roman Catholic Church was appointed by the Lord Jesus Christ to lead Christianity. You show me that. I'm here to tell you that it was the Roman Catholic Church, first the Roman Empire, during the persecution of the true Christians. And then after that, coming to the Roman Catholic Church, who was killing the true Christians and who went into the Bible to take out plain and precious parts. Why? They try to make the Christians stumble in the faith. This is why the Roman Catholic Church history gives that they wanted you to believe the Bible from what they say. They had to read to, in other words, they didn't want you to read the Bible. And that's why when these particular men had went forth and quote, translate the Bible from the original language, the Roman Catholic Church were mad at them. Because why? This word was given to just a common, ordinary man, okay, to learn about what Christ did, what he did, and all that, okay? They went and took some plain and precious parts out the Bible, people. Now, some of you may, I ain't never heard that before. I know you had. I know you had. Amen? I know you had. And it's sad to say some Christians, for example, you would even think through them. Now, the Roman Catholic Church are already putting themselves up on the market like the Pope's putting themselves up like they're Jesus. But it's sad that you got some Christians worshiping it. You got some Christians talking about, oh, I heard a Christian about 10 or 15 years ago. This Christian woman said, you know, the Pope is the greatest preacher that, when I heard this from her, I actually was shocked that she said that. She was a well-known speaker, but I was shocked she said that. But actually, she's speaking what some of these other Christians are feeling, and they don't understand it's a great deception. Amen? It's a great deception. So the Lord is restoring his word back in his fullness. Okay? Amen. Because like I said, the Roman Catholic Church went to taking parts out and things like that. And, oh, my God, they try to confuse the Christians and cause them to stumble in the faith. Amen. But see, this is why you got the word right now. You need to study the word and get that word in you because you need to have that word rooted in you when they come and take your Bibles. Yeah. Oh, people, you know, some of you guys are out there, and I ain't trying to be funny, but you just don't believe. Some of this stuff I'm telling you in your mind, you like, this is far-fetched. Man, this guy, he's just trying to make something, like, comical. He just, I don't know, he just far. Okay, then, only thing I say to you is that Brother Nate, get this, is not going to argue with you. I just sit back and let you see for yourself. Amen. So the word of God has to be restored. It got to be restored in its fullness. That's what the Lord is doing now. Okay? And like I said, some of you is thinking from the stuff you've seen, and what's making you more sad is that you're seeing it among Christians. From the stuff you've seen, you're saying, is God doing anything? And I understand where you're coming from, because I have been in that position before. I look up like, Lord, where are you? What are you doing? I mean, these, you know, this is happening, that is happening at will. Well, see, the Lord is bringing forth his onefold church. Because all that believe in Christ, they're going to come together, people, and be one. I'm telling you what I know. They're going to be one fold. All that believe in Christ, all that desire the things of God, is going to come together as one. Those that desire other things, claiming to be Christians and desire another thing, guess what they're going to do? They're going to get together with the world, people. Listen, Brother Nate is not making this up. I'm telling you what I know, okay? And if you don't see this, ask God to give you his lenses, okay? You need the lenses of God. You need to see the thing the way that God sees it. That, you know, I pray that prayer at different times for myself, even concerning people. And I would say, Lord, help me to see them the way you see them. Amen. See, it's different when you have the lenses of God. When you have the lenses of God, you're seeing things the way God sees it. See, some of you are seeing certain things that you may think, this ain't particularly like, right? But through the lenses of God, you may see, oh, well, there is something to it. And then there are other things you're looking at and you're going, oh, ain't nothing wrong with that. But then when you're given the lenses of God, okay, you look at it and say, oh, that ain't right. That ain't good. Okay? So if any kind of truth that the Lord is sending forth and you don't see it, say, Lord, give me your lenses. Let me see it like you see it, okay? I need to see through your lenses. I need to see it the way you see it. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God, okay? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We need that, people. The Lord, in restoring his kingdom, all the components of the kingdom got to be restored. The king has to be put back in his proper place. Amen. That's what the Bible said, the head. Okay? Amen. Like I said, when the early church got all out the way, he wasn't the head of that stuff. They got away from him. Amen. The people of God, which is the church, the belief, that had to be restored. Brought back to the place that it would be pleasing unto God. Brought back to the place that he would have his people to be in. Walking worthy of the Lord. Amen. Walking according to his statutes and commandments. They got to be brought back to the place, people. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All glory and honor and praise go to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It goes to him. Amen. It goes to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory. And I thank God. You know, I thank the Lord for this opportunity to come on this broadcast. And this is why you guys see me, the brothers and sisters, come on as often as we do, because we know that we have a limited time. And I want to make the best of that time. So my desire is to get the word of God out to you that are listening. I don't care what country you're in. And like I said, looking on the bar graph that Blog Talk Radio gives, it's showing that there are people listening in China, and not China, Japan, Canada, Spain, Ireland, okay? One time, France was on there. The Netherlands was on there, United Kingdom, and especially here in the United States. Well, I thank God for that, okay? Amen. And they don't tell you how many people, they just give you a percentage in that country that is listening, okay? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I am thankful for this word of the Lord. So for those of you who was wondering, is God doing anything? And the answer is yes. You don't see it. Okay, I understand that. Once again, ask him for his lenses, because it is happening. It's going on. This is why he's been sending his angel, the Elijah, who has come to restore all things. He's coming to bring back the things that be of God unto the people. He's coming to put the people in possession of something once again. One of the things is the authority of God to bring others into the kingdom that he set up. Because once again, look around, people. Look at us. Just keep your eyes away off the world for a minute. Look at Christianity. Look how we are set up now. Okay? You know, I'm going to give you an example of this setup and how it's not the works of God and how works can be differentiated. A few years ago, on my job, I cut steel on the saw. And it was this particular steel that is called tubes. There's a certain amount of tubes. And I cut these tubes 10 inches long. And I would put it into this, short steel basket. And sometimes I would cut let's say 60 of them. In fact, these ones I cut, let me make correction. I cut them 7.5 inches long. They some square tubes, heavy square tubes. And when I put the tubes in that short steel basket and send it to the next department, which is welding, I usually stack mines in there a certain way. On the saw is ran on more than one shift. Now, the shift I'm on is called day shift. And some of the time you have three shifts running the saw, day shift, then night shift. And then you got a split shift or a graveyard shift. And so that means that most of the time, beside myself, there are two other operators running the saw. One on second shift or night shift and one on the graveyard shift. Well, one day, those tubes that I was talking about were sent from the department I'm in, to the welding department. And one of the welding supervisors came down and visited me, and he was telling me, he said, "Nate, these tubes are all out of order in this basket." And I looked at him, and it's true. What I mean by that is that the guy that cut the tubes on the other ship, it's like he really just threw the tubes in there. He didn't stack it. Okay, he just threw it in there. And the welding supervisor was bothered by that. But here's what I wanted to get to, what he said to me. He said, as he came and told me about it, and I think I was going to come in on it, and he said, "Nate," and this was his words, he said, "Nate, I know you didn't do it." He said, "Nate, I know your works. I recognize your works because, you know, all the time I cut the tubes, he always noticed that I stack them in there a certain way. So that's why he made the remark, I know your works." Well, guess what, people? Ask God to give you his lenses concerning Christianity as a whole so you can see the difference between his works and the works that is not of him. This setup, the way Christianity is now, is not the perfect will of God. This is not how he set up the church to be, the body to be when he first came. That's not how he set it up. So we need to be able to differentiate the works of God from the works of man or the works of the devil. Because if we don't, we'll be calling that which is the works of the devil or the works of man the works of God. So, Lord, help us to recognize your works. Amen. So, once again, to those of you who are concerned and into the things of God, and you see Christianity in this condition, yes, the Lord is doing a work of restoration, and you're going to see his work if you hold on. You're going to see his work. Amen. Because even in each one of these churches, God is working on some believer's heart. Amen. And guess what? From each one out of all these churches and stuff, they're going to bring people to come out to be onefold. It ain't going to be all that arguing about who church is the best, who got the biggest building, who got the most people in the building. It ain't going to be about that. It's going to be about Jesus. It's going to be about doing what he wants done. That's what it's going to be about. You hear what I'm saying? That's what it's going to be about. It's going to be all about Jesus Christ. Amen. And see, right now, at this moment, with many of God's people, it's not all about Jesus Christ. It's like, you know, it's all about what we feel, what we think, what we feel like should go on, what we feel should be done, okay, and not the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is why you got many churches coming up with their own laws, and it's not the laws of God. Amen? Amen. Their own laws. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's not the laws of God. And many of them are expecting God to honor their laws, per se. Lord, help us. We have a lot to learn. We have a lot to learn. And it's going to be learned, people. It's going to be learned. And I'm just grateful once again for this opportunity. So be encouraged. Yes, your God is at work. Yes, your Lord is doing something. It's called a work of restitution and restoration. Don't let nobody fool you into thinking that the way you see it, this is how it's going to be, because Jesus is coming and we're going to be raptured any time. Don't you be fooled by that. Jesus is not coming back for a people who is as messed up as, you know, as if he didn't come for us in this condition, people. Amen. Some of us think we're ready. But you're going to find out at one point you ain't as ready as you think. Amen. And see, the devil knows the only thing he had to do with the many of the Christians is get them to turn against each other, which at some point on something, it ain't going to be hard for him to do. Because we're holding on to, but Jesus set us up. No, Jesus set us up. Okay. That's why Jesus is going to reveal the true setup. I'm not saying that the Lord is not using any of the believers. He's most definitely doing that, no matter what church or denomination you in. Okay, God is using Leave. But to say the way we are structured and set up is God's doing, it's not his works, people. It's not his works. The Lord said the same when we get into the history of the falling away of the church. I did it on God's Word to Man broadcast. Me and my late brother, Brother Ronnie, Robert Gross, real name, who passed, I think that was last year, and I missed a brother. He was coming on the broadcast with me, and God gave him some insight on things, and he was sharing, and I thank God for it. Well, the time is going to come, and it's coming real soon. And here on Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast, we're going to go into what happened with the early church, because you got to understand that some of the Christians ain't talking about, well, I'm going to put it this way. Many of the Christians ain't talking about this. Some of you guys have had questions like, hey, wait a minute. We all serve the same God. How come we so separated and divided? where all these different type of churches and stuff come from? Well, you got to go back to when the church first fell off, going all the way into the Lutheran period, Martin Luther, the Protestant thing. Got to go into all of that, okay? Amen. To understand where these other churches come out of, okay? And why that Christianity is being displayed as a bunch of parts belief, okay? And I mean, oh my goodness, all over everywhere. Amen. So let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, for this blessed day you've made. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that, Lord God, that you will bless all those that have been listening, that you will watch over and keep them in Jesus' name for your glory. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Praise be the name of our Lord. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Well, thank the Lord for another broadcast. Thank God for all you've been listening. The Lord said the same. I will be back tomorrow with another broadcast. Look for the advertisement then. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with Church Christ Eliza Message. On the broadcast, Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.